Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is July 5th, 2023, and this is our individual and group healing call, the first of two that we do every month because it's such an amazing event and I love it so much and people get so much benefit from it. So what we do here, actually before I even get into the whole explanation, let me just have a peek at the folks who are in the room to see if much of an explanation is needed. Welcome to Angela, Brian, Cass and Jim, Deb, Eric, Eva, James, Marcy, Patricia, Pete, Stephanie, and iPhone, whoever you may be. So welcome one and all. So I'm going to assume that not a lot of explanation is needed. I will leave time for questions if we need it. So in summary, what we do is start in our usual manner. After the intro, I will call the directions, call our beautiful divine allies of love and light to be here, to create a safe container to work within. I'll lead you into embodied awakening. And then we'll take volunteers one at a time who want to be in the hot seat and receive healing. And my request is always, if you are in the hot seat, what we need to know is just as concisely and simply as possible, what do you want to be different when we're done with you? So don't need a lot of backstory. We're not doing a psychological counseling session. We just need to know what should be different if in your ideal world, and the allies will do the best to do that or get as close as they can. So that's how it works. So as always, on any Awakening Plus energetic call, I do request that you give us your full and undivided attention. That gives you a better experience, and because you are shaping the energetic field, whether you're live or on the recording, this also makes sure that your energy is best supporting everyone else on the call, because we all co-create that field. If you have to leave early, that is fine. Just ask the allies to ease you out gently, and you can log off the call, and there will be no energetic disruption if you need to do that live or on the recording. All right, so that's what we need to know up front. That yawn is already starting to release some energy. So I, as always, invite you to close your eyes. Take a moment to become aware. How do you feel right now in your body? Just note the feeling of that. If you have awareness also of your energy body, the prana or chi in and around you, just feel that as well. Note the baseline of that. So now you have a sense of where you're starting from. We may check in here and there to see if that's changed. It usually does. Okay. Also, the allies want me to mention right now that during intense healing events like this, no one ever gets overwhelmed. So whether you're in the hot seat or not, you do not have to worry about getting it with too much of anything. You're not going to get too much bliss. You're not going to get too much challenge. The allies work with each of you uniquely, whether you're live or on the recording, to make sure you get exactly the experience that you're ready for. They might stretch you a bit, but they're not going to take you over the top. All righty. So I'm now going to call the directions, call the allies, set up the container. And as always, you may not recognize all these beings that I call. I've accrued them over more than 45 years of spiritual practice, but every single one of them is working on the side of love and light, and they're only out here to help you.
Inti quiti.
I am that I am. Prepare myself. I call in my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, higher vibration awareness. Higher self, please take over, occupy and operate Benjamin to the greatest extent that serves highest good, please. All right, for all of us, we call spirit songs higher self. She's doing better these days, by the way. We call Amma the hugging saint, ayahuasca, yahe, daime, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us and this work. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirit of the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mount Mauna Loa, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around the sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Nice. We have the container. Anyone who wishes to invite any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, you are welcome to call them in now. We'll leave just a moment longer for additional allies. Thank you. Now I'm going to guide you in embodied awakening. You're simply going to invite your higher self into your human body. This will happen to the greatest extent that serves highest good. And if you don't like it, you can put your ego back in the driver's seat and your higher self will step right out with no fuss. So no risk. Okay, so I invite you in a second to repeat after me, speaking to your higher self. Do this out loud if you can. Silently, if you must, starting now. Maximum embodied awakening. that serves highest good, please. Release the words, become aware of your body. And if you feel subtle energy moving in it, just be the passive witness of what's happening. If you cannot feel subtle energy moving in your body, that's okay. Just feel your breath come and go on its own. Whatever the breath wants to do, just let it do it. The more passive you are, the better this works. Therefore, I recommend you don't do any of the following, please. No effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening, no deliberate visualizing or imagining. Just be passive, let the energy come to you under its own power. If you become aware at any point that you're distracted, attending to anything else but that feeling of energy in the body, or failing that, breath coming and going, then just return your attention to that feeling, energy or breath. If the distraction remains, that's okay. Just let it be there. Let it be in the background. But to the best of your abilities, gently hold your attention on that feeling of energy or breath. The final nuance is to use the least effort that lets you feel energy or breath, which might be as little as no effort at all. So let's play with that for a sec. I invite you now to zero effort for a moment. Just be. Whatever happens is fine. For a second, please drop to zero effort. If at zero, you already still have awareness of energy or breath without even trying, then zero is enough. If you've lost it, then add back barely enough effort to feel energy or breath. The less effort you use and accomplish that, the better. That leaves more space for your higher self to help you. Feeling a lot of folks going into embodied awakening. That's awesome. If you're in embodied awakening, please just relax and enjoy yourself there. And we'll give a moment longer for anyone else to get into it the best they can. You will know you're in embodied awakening if you can say yes to all this. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Once again, that's no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. That describes the higher self. And if you're experiencing that, then it's because your higher self has merged with you. At least as much as it can so far. Chances are very good that you can awaken some more and have even more energy, higher self in you. But whatever you got, it's great. And by the way, even if you just get partway there, I got less mental chatter, less challenging emotion. It's still some. That's great. Any movement toward that is welcome. So don't feel bad if you didn't get all the way to embodied awakening. Any movement in that direction, we will celebrate. Awakening is more like a dimmer switch than an on-off switch. So we'll leave just a moment longer for everyone to have the best chance to let their higher self merge with them as deeply as possible. In a moment, we're going to start taking volunteers. Not yet, so don't unmute at this moment. You can't anyway. I'm not allowing it yet. But here's the order I'd like to go in. First off, I would like to open the hot seat to anyone who has never been in the hot seat on one of these individual and group healing calls. When we run out of those people, I will invite people who have not been in the hot seat the last two times we've met. So that pretty much meant you haven't been in the hot seat since May. You In case I didn't say that super clearly, if you've been in the hot seat the last couple of calls in June, wait, don't do it just yet. And if we're not of those people, then we'll open it up to everybody. But I just want to give newbies a chance if we can. Nicole says, I felt a definite shift when you called in Saraswati this time. Yeah, a member recently suggested I call her along the Hindu deities, and she's been a regular ever since. Okay, I am going to allow unmuting again. Right now, if you have never, ever been in the hot seat on one of these individual group healing calls, you're welcome to unmute yourself now and step into the hot seat. This just means you're going to be the focal point of everyone here. They're going to be conduits for healing energy to you. So if you are never hot seat before, please unmute now. On a Zoom call, that means you're going to click that mic icon to remove the red slash. If you're on the phone, you're going to hit *6. And no one's doing it. So we'll leave just a quick moment longer for anyone who is brand new. Oh, wait, Deb, hi.
Hi.
So is this your very first time being in the hot seat?
Yes.
All right, welcome. Do you want to turn your camera on?
Well, I'm laying down right now because I don't feel good. So if it's okay if I just talk?
Yeah, it's fine.
You know, okay.
I like to see people, but I totally understand if you prefer not to. Okay, so as I said, you're now going to receive healing energy, not just from the folks on the live call, but a bunch of people do this afterwards on the recordings. And amazingly, their healing energy comes to you as well. So you're going to get a whole bunch of people helping you along with these divine allies. So we need to know simply, what would you like to be different when we're done, if possible?
I would like to feel more energized. I'm feeling quite a bit of fatigue for the last couple of weeks, and I'm not really sure why.
Okay. So could we say you want more vitality?
Yes.
All right. That's a very simple and clear request. Thank you. Thank you. In terms of why, you know, we don't need to know because the outside already know, and we humans are just acting as pipelines anyway. So we humans can be very ignorant of the whole thing and still be very useful. Okay. So Deb, are you, I want you, before we start, just to take a moment and feel your own physical and energy body and just really feel how it feels. Don't verbalize it, but just feel and kind of take a somatic snapshot of your current feeling state. And actually, I'm going to ask you for one measurement. If we had a vitality meter and 10 would be just bursting to overflowing of vitality and 0 would be, you know, you just got nothing, to 0. What level of vitality would you say you're at right now?
About a 3.
3. Okay. So 3 out of 10. Okay. We're going to ask you that same question again when we're done to see if it shifted. Okay. Okay. So Deb, I'm going to start with you. And are you ready to do a custom invocation for vitality?
Yes.
It's going to be all of 7 words long. You ready?
Ready.
And you're talking to your higher self and the allies. Ready? Say the following. Maximum vitality.
Maximum vitality.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
All right. Now you got a tough job, Deb. Just do nothing. Relax and let the energy come to you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So everyone else, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me for Deb's highest good. May she receive the maximum vitality that serves highest good. This or something better. Okay, everyone, let the words go. And I would love everyone now just to be a hollow reed. That means you are now just passive. You just spoke to your higher self and asked it to do something. Now you need to relax and let your higher self do it. So relax, and you might even feel energy flowing in the top of your head and out the front of your body. Going over to Deb. And this applies to you even if you're on the recording. These recordings magically work beyond time and space. So just relax. And as counterintuitive as it may be, if you're not accustomed to our methods, the less you do, the better it works. Remember, your human self is not doing this. Your human self is acting as a passive piece of pipe. And your higher self and these beautiful divine allies are using you as a pipeline to get energy over to Deb. So everyone relax, make it easy. Deb, are you feeling that?
Yes.
Good. So just relax and just fully open. Part of the magic of our processes is that no one ever gets overwhelmed. So even though you have all these people acting as conduits to you, you're not going to get too much. You're going to get just the right amount. It might be intense. It won't overwhelm. If you feel like it's happening anyway, you can say stop. But I've literally never had anyone say stop. But you can be the first if you need to be. All right. But you just relax, receive, and just let the energy come in. Now, what I do is I narrate the process because one of my jobs is to empathically notice what's happening in the recipient and feel it a little bit in myself. But if I get it wrong, let me know because I'm not perfect either. All right, and by the way, you or anyone else in the hot seat, if the energy is calling for it, you can shake or vibrate or tremble. You can cry. You can make sounds. You can get up and start moving around and stomping your feet and flailing your arms or whatever the body wants to naturally do to release energy. And don't be a drama queen for the hell of it, but do, if possible, let your body do the things it kind of wants to do so that this heavy stuff can leave you. Does that make sense, Deb?
Yes.
All right. So you just relax and let it, yeah. Are you feeling stuff flushing out your hands and your feet?
Yeah, that was one of the first things that's going on. And I'm feeling a little tightness kind of in the chest area.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. So the flushing out the hands and feet is the heavy energy leaving your body. Mm-hmm. That will flow down to Mother Earth and she'll happily take care of that. The tightness in the chest is they're getting in there and stirring up that constriction. That's part of mm-hmm. what you asked for healing for.
Yes.
So your job is just to kind of feel what's happening. Now, the instruction I'm getting particularly for you, Deb, is you're a little advanced. So you can just relax into full body awareness and the allies are going to place attention where it's needed. So they're working several places at the same time, right?
Yes.
Are you able to just sort of relax and just kind of automatically feel all that at once?
Yeah.
So yeah, you just be generally aware. The allies themselves will focus you in multiple areas at the same time as needed, okay? They're also going to make sure they only use the bare minimum effort needed to hold those points of awareness. So you just chill and they'll take care of everything as long as you let them. mm-hmm. All right, yeah, let it shake around. Yeah, my sense now is there's a whole lot of shaking up going on. They've already done the first flush round. Now they're shaking up the second layer of stuff that they want to clear out, according to your request. And each person's healing round usually goes around 10 or 15 minutes. So we usually have time for several folks. This is a 90-minute call, by the way, so we'll go the full 90 to make sure everyone gets as much benefit as possible. And what will happen a lot tonight is even those just holding space will receive healing themselves and they'll automatically get whatever healing that serves them best. The elders are very generous supporting the supporters. I'm not feeling it happening yet, but when I notice it, I'll comment on it. But it might be happening anyway without my knowledge. Let's see. So that energy is still pretty vibrant, isn't it, Deb?
Yes.
Yeah, you just relax. Are you okay with the way it's working?
Yes.
Good. All right, yeah. Just let it roll. There it goes. Now you feel how it just shifted to flushing?
Yes.
Yeah, just let it go. And yeah, they're like that two-step dance, you know, stir it up, flush it out, stir it up, flush it out. Rinse and repeat. And are you moving into a bit of an altered state now?
Yes.
Yeah, that's usual, and that's actually assists the healing. So just enjoy that. It's, you know, it's feeling more and more euphoric. Your body will make its own chemicals. Are you having a pretty clear perception of your light body right now?
Yes, that started about a minute ago.
Yeah, good. Excellent. You're doing great. Just let it be what it is. Don't attach to any particular experience because these experiences come and go during a healing process. When you're in the hot seat, it's good to be just as fine if it's feeling challenging as if it's feeling euphoric. And sometimes it can do both at once. But just let it be what it is. If it's feeling challenging, they're stirring stuff out so you can be free of it once and for all and hold a higher awakening moving forward. Is it mostly euphoria now and not much challenge?
Yes.
Good, good. So let's check that vitality meter, 0 to 10. How much vitality do you feel now?
I would say 7.
From 3 to 7. That's great.
Yes.
All right, let's leave just a moment longer, see if they want to take any higher. I don't know if they will, but let's give them a chance, okay? Okay. Oh, there comes a little more. And again, your absolute passivity is what opens you to the most. With a custom invocation like that, you can ask for any flavor you want, and they'll top off the tank to whatever extent serves your highest good. That might be complete. What's your 0 to 10 now on that vitality?
Yeah, it's about 7.5 or 8. It bounced up a little bit more there.
Good. Excellent. How do you feel overall?
Good. Good. Much better.
Right, well done. Do you feel complete?
I do. Thank you so much.
Right, well done. Thanks for being our leadoff batter. We appreciate it. If you don't mind me punning on your name, it's like you were our debutante.
That's fine.
Okay, cool. All right. Thank you very much. And
thank you.
So I'm going to mute Deb. So Sarah is raising hands. So if you didn't join us in June, I don't think you did because I know you've been out ill for a bit. So Sarah, come on and unmute yourself. Hi.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I've been better, but hanging in there.
Good. All right. So you were not here in June, right? In the hot seat.
I haven't been in the hot seat. I can't even remember when. I thought maybe never, but I didn't want to say so in case I had.
No. I'm pretty sure I don't remember you lately. So we're good. Okay. So in a nutshell, what would you like to be different when we're done?
I'm still healing from getting hit by a truck. Mm-hmm. And I'm all alone again for a few weeks, having okay. some anxiety and incredible exhaustion, which I'm hoping is just ascension systems, but okay. having to really rest until about 4 o'clock every day before I can get anything done after a good night's sleep.
Wow. Okay. So what do you want to be different?
Oh, I'd like to have less pain and more energy and more joy.
More energy and joy and less pain.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll see how much of that we can serve up. You ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. Thank you for being here. Okay, so Sarah, I'm going to lead you in your invocation. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, so for starters, just close your eyes and feel where you feel right now. Just kind of tune into your body. And let's assign numbers. On energy, 0 to 10, where would you put yourself right now?
5.
Right. And how about joy?
3.
And the pain scale, we're going to put, you know, maximum pain at 10 is horrible, and 0 would be no pain. On that scale, where do you stand at this moment?
Right now I'm fine, but when I get up and try to move, I'm at a 7.
Okay. But at this moment, as we speak, 0, no pain at all?
I'm not moving, so I'm fine.
Okay. All right. So I'll put 0/7. Okay, good. All right. So we'll check those numbers again when we're at the end of your round, okay?
And I'll also just say that for the last 2 hours, I've been feeling tremendous anxiety, which I think I've now dealt with, but I'd still have a residue.
Okay, so what's the anxiety number at this moment?
Oh, 5, down from a 9.
Okay, good. Well, all right, so we got we have 4 ratings to check when we're done now. This is a new record. All right, so ready to say your invocation?
Yes.
All right, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Please remove all blockages to my maximum positive energy.
Please remove all blockages to my maximum positive energy.
My maximum joy.
My maximum joy.
And please minimize my pain and anxiety.
And please minimize my pain and anxiety.
And maximize my energy and joy.
And maximize my energy and joy.
All right. Just to be totally unambiguous there. Okay. Now, to the greatest extent that serves highest good.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
All right. Now, it's all your words. Let them go. And you know how to just relax and be passive. So just chill out and let it come. Everybody else, please repeat after me, spirit that I am. Please flow the energy through me for Sara's highest good. Please minimize her pain and anxiety. Maximize her energy and joy. To the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. And everyone who's not Sara, just relax and let the energy flow through you on its own. You are a hollow reed. You are a pipeline. And you can do this in the most extraordinary way. And Sara, of course, just relax and receive. Okay, I'm feeling the energy going through. I'm doing a lot of releasing out the feet and hands, so that's that stuff you don't want leaving. And my feet are really hot. So those who are not Sara, some of us are being used to move energy for her. So like me, some of y'all are feeling heavy energy coming through your body. This is Sara's being processed through you. This will only be happening if you are willing and able to do that. And if you do notice that happening, please do nothing. Just be completely passive and please let the allies do this for you. On our calls, no one gets more than they can do. Nobody gets overwhelmed. The allies tend to each person individually, even those who are being conduits, and make sure that they too are getting the exact experience that serves highest good. And now for the first time, I'm noticing everybody getting healing. And you don't even have to tell the allies what you need, because chances are they know better than you do what you need. So because everyone's being passive, it is no problem at all for the allies to continue flowing energy through everyone to Sara, and to simultaneously be blessing everyone hearing my voice right now, live or on the recording, with the energy that serves their highest good. little honk synchronicity there to confirm that. It feels to me, sort of like they're burrowing deeper and they're vibrating your whole body pretty strongly to stir stuff up to leave. So just relax and let them do that. Mm. I'm so impressed with everyone. Everyone is doing such a beautiful job being conduits. I feel very fortunate that Awakening Plus has been going long enough and we have enough folks who just keep showing up, that we do quite the skillful team of space holders and conduit folk. Thank you all for being here. And I'm definitely including those of you on the archive recording who are also joining us regularly in that way. My ego may not know who you are, but I appreciate you. Everyone just keep relaxing and being in this dual process. You are the conduit for Sarah's healing and you're receiving your own healing at the same time. I felt the flush stop and now there's like waves of energy. Are you feeling those waves of energy in your body there, Sarah?
I'm feeling a lot of tingling and buzzing.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay.
All right.
And if you feel an altered state coming on, just relax into it. That will definitely support the healing. The allies are suggesting that the more you're able to stay conscious of your divinity in this time of challenge, the easier it will make the healing and recuperation process. That's a pretty sweet altered state that everyone has access to right here. So everyone just relax into whatever you're feeling. Kind of a blissful, floaty kind of vibe. I want to check in, Sarah. Does that feel like they just kind of completed your process or are you still feeling a lot happening?
I don't know. I'm just in that quiet, blissful sort of state.
Yeah, my sense is they've done the major work that you requested. They're also going to keep working you. So you have my permission. If you feel like you just are better off just relaxing and staying passive instead of holding space for others for a time, you can chill out the whole rest of the call if you need to. Okay. You know, I want you to get the maximum benefit from what's been happening here. But I do want to do those number checks that I was talking about. So 0 to 10, at this moment, how much energy are you feeling?
I don't feel like getting up, but I feel more awake, more alive.
Okay. If it's possible to give a 0 to 10 number, is that possible?
Oh, I would say 7.
All right, from 5 to 7. And joy factor, zero to 10.
Wait, did you say joy? You're breaking up.
Joy, yes.
8.
3 to 8. Oh my gosh. Okay. Now again, now we're on the negatives, and extreme negative would be 10. No negative is 0. On a how much pain at this moment?
Well, I'm still sitting still, not having any pain.
All right, 0 to 0 and anxiety level.
Anxiety level 3.
Wow. Okay, so we're all the changeable numbers have gone in a good direction. So I'm glad that you had some good outcome there. And again, they've got more for you if you want to relax and just keep receiving that, okay?
I want as much as they want to give me, so I will. All right. Thank you.
So you chill, and thank you very much for coming into the hot seat.
And bless you for having a hot seat for me to come into.
Our pleasure. That's why we do this twice a month now. It's a pretty cool call. All right. I'm going to mute you, Sara. Thanks again. And now, again, we're going to ask for someone who has not done this. They weren't here in June at all. So anyone who would like to be in the hot seat who is not on either of the June calls, you're welcome to unmute now. We'll leave just a moment longer for any non-June people. Last call for any such volunteers. All righty. Open season. Anyone who wants the hot seat, just unmute yourself. Hey, we have such a polite crew. People are waiting to let someone else go first. All right. That's the... All right. Stephanie, hi.
Hi there.
So,
got a little noise in the background here. I might have to close the window.
Okay. So what would you like to be different by the end of your little healing round, Stephanie?
Okay. What I would like is, I was wanting to do one that the whole group can benefit from. I was going to do activation and awakening of any latent or dormant talents and abilities.
Okay. So latent talents and abilities. Okay. All right, we'll go for that. Okay, you want everyone to receive this along with you, right?
Sure.
All right, we'll make it a group process. How about that?
Right.
Okay, so you just relax. And that's something that's kind of hard to measure, so I don't know. We're going to be able to do a numerical test, but we'll just see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you ready to receive, Stephanie?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and everyone's going to be ready to receive. So... All right, so I'm going to have you and everyone else speak at the same time, Stephanie. So everyone else, okay. We're all doing it at the same time. Repeat after me. You'll only hear Stephanie and me. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Please simultaneously flow through me.
Please simultaneously flow through me.
And have me receive.
And have me receive.
The activation of all latent talents and abilities.
The activation of all latent talents and abilities.
Whose activation currently serves highest good.
Whose activation currently serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
All right. So hopefully everyone just did that with me. And now relax. So what this does is, as we become passive, everybody receives. And everybody's a conduit, and it's like a Indra's web, where all points are simultaneously sending to all other points and receiving from all other points. It's just a beautiful constant exchange of energy. So everyone just relax. And different people will have different experiences of this. Those who have a lot of energetic blockage in the way of those talents and abilities will have more of a healing experience, stuff flushing off. Those who are more open and ready will have more of an experience of just really sweet energy coming in. So just let your experience be whatever it is. And let's let these latent talents and abilities get turned on as much as serves highest good. Whoa, that's feeling really good right there. So some really lovely energies in the field, helping folks out. So this is a really sweet vibe and it's a little intense for some. So if you're feeling like it feels a little bit strong, just please relax and let it be fully present the best you can. If it still feels kind of strong, I have a little phrase I say in circumstances like that. I say, please make me large enough to comfortably contain this. If that helps you, if it's necessary, you feel free to say, please make me large enough to comfortably contain this. Just realize that latent becomes talent when you reverse the L and T.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, this energy is getting pretty sweet and strong. Everyone just keep relaxing into that. Yeah, they're going deep on some of us. And some of us are going to have to kind of release an old self-image because for some of us, the talent that's being activated is going to reshape your ego's perception of itself. You're going to have to sort of rewrite your self-story about having more capability than you thought you had. So some of y'all may need to do that to step into this new talent that's turning on. It's feeling a little more still now. I'm just kind of feeling to see if they're done. Give it a moment longer to see. I think that's it. So, Stephanie, how do you feel?
I feel good. I've been feeling movement around, I would say, it's in between my throat and my heart, like in my thymus area. I think that's what that is. And then out the bottom of my left foot.
Good. Well, I hope that that turned on whatever latent talent or ability that was yours to have now.
Well, thank you so much. And in the days to come, if anybody benefits from this or notices anything, please, you can leave a note or let us know on a different call.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, just pop me an email and let me know if anybody did this is noticing a new talent turning on. That'd be cool to know. Thanks, Stephanie. That was very public-spirited of you.
Thank you, Benjamin.
All right. Thanks. Okay. Anyone who would like to be next, just unmute yourself and step right up. I declare the politeness interval over. So whoever wants healing, just step right up and get it. We really do have a bunch of good Samaritans in this group. It's amazing. Is it Cass or Jim?
It's Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Good evening.
Good evening. Thanks for stepping up.
You're welcome. Yeah. And once again, thanks to you and everybody here. I've been tired and fatigued, so I'd like more energy and vitality.
Yeah. That's a popular request tonight. You're the third one.
Mm-hmm.
I was pretty pooped yesterday, but I'm feeling better today. Well, I guess there's a lot of that going around. Okay. So y'all should be very comfortable with this, everyone. So we'll start with you, Jim, ready to say your piece here.
Mm-hmm.
So maximum energy and vitality.
Maximum energy and vitality.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
This or something better.
This or something better.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You relax and just be passive. I know you're good at that. Everyone else, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am. Please flow the energy through me.
Please flow the energy through me.
For Jim's highest good.
Jim's highest good.
May he have maximum energy and vitality.
May he have maximum energy and vitality.
That serves highest good.
That serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
All right. That's it. Everyone relax and just let it flow. As a reminder, and for anyone who popped in late, please be completely passive. No visualizing, no sending, no intending beyond what you've already said. Just be completely passive. You are a pipeline. You are a reed. You are a straw. The energy is just coming through you over to Jim. And the less your ego does, the more your ego simply feels the energy moving on its own, the more benefit Jim is going to get. It's because your higher self is far more capable of giving Jim what he wants than your human self could ever be. So the smart human realizes that and just lets the higher self take care of the whole flow thing. And that is my invitation into passive service. And boy, that altered state just got nice, so. And they're telling me that a lot of people are going to be experiencing this along with Jim, getting boost of energy and vitality or whatever they need. So they're telling me that the things I'm feeling for Jim are being felt by many others too. So that sweet altered state is most welcome. I'm feeling a lot of energy on the crown chakra. And I'm starting to notice, Jim, some of that heavy energy flushing out. The heavy stuff that was blocking the natural vitality. So they're in the decks of that. as always, a specific technical understanding of exactly what was blocking the vitality and why and how. Our human cells just don't need to know that. It's enough to feel it letting go. If any of that specific knowledge is needed, it'll pop in spontaneously. Otherwise, I recommend not worrying about it. As a reminder, anyone's welcome to let their body shake or vibrate or tremble. You can cry, make sound. Body wants to move in certain ways, just let it if possible. And some of Jim's healing is being delegated out to others on the call. Just let your body do what it wants to do if that's so. My own policy is if I feel someone else's energy show up to be cleared through my field, I feel fine, we'll let it rip. They're all just other me's anyway. Ooh, that's getting really nice there. Really sweet little altered state coming in. Jim, are you feeling that sweet energy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Enjoy that, please. When you're in a healing space like this and altered states show up, it's actually a very good idea to relax into them and enjoy them. The more pleasure you take in them, the more healing they are. I guess you could call that healedonism. Yeah, a lot of heavy stuff getting flushed out. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm feeling a lot of highest good healing happening for lots of folks on this call. Hey, Jim, are you caught just as your energy self there?
Can you say that again, please?
And can you consciously feel the part of you that's just a pure being of energy right now?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so obvious. Yeah. Good job on that. Just let that be part of your awareness. Yeah, feel how vital that energy part is.
Mm-hmm.
No end of it, right? Yeah, they're going to, before they're done, they're going to put that in your physical body and kind of light you up, and that'll give you a whole bunch more vitality. Vitality is our natural state. Okay, here it comes. Okay, now they're putting that in your physical body, and just enjoy the feeling of that, and it'll naturally just charge up the the rest of your physical ego self with lots more vitality. So just relax and receive the infusion. Let them charge up the battery. I'm wondering if they're done. How does it feel, Jim?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, much better. But yeah.
You're good.
Yeah.
All right. You know, I failed to get your numbers on energy vitality when we started. So just subjectively, does the whole energy vitality thing feel much different now?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, at the beginning of the call, it was pretty low. I was really dragging the 2 or 3. And then about the time I started with this, let's say 5, and now probably an 8.
Wow. Well, we'll take it. That's great. All right. Thank you. Any loose ends before we move to our next person?
Pardon?
Are we good? Are we
complete? Yeah, we are. Yes.
All right. Thanks so much for stepping up into the hot seat. I really appreciate it. All right. So who's next? Unmute and receive the hot seat. Okay, once again. Oh, it's iPhone. Who is this really?
It's Charlene Shires. Hello.
Hey, welcome. How are you doing?
I've been up for 2 days. I'm in mania. So, yeah.
Okay. So what do you want to be different?
I would like to have sweet, restful sleep tonight and just not to have anxiety and mania.
Okay. All right. So the thing we'll be able to measure will be the anxiety and mania. And what's your 0 to 10 would be just extreme anxiety mania. 0 would be none. What would you rate the number as right now?
Well, it's not. I got a healing from the other ones that were doing it. I mean, it's so powerful. I don't know. I mean, I'm not. I feel some anxiety, but I worry about sleeping tonight. So I don't know what to say.
Okay,
I'm not as anxious as I was when I first made the call.
Okay, yeah, but I can tell from your energy, there's definitely still some anxiety there.
Oh yeah,
I'd say you're probably more anxious than not. Still, would that be fair to say?
Right. Yes, that's true.
Okay, so because I've done a lot of solo work with you, Charlene, I know that us doing a embodied awakening invocation right now would be helpful because I can tell you're not fully present as self.
I missed the first part of it.
Okay.
I couldn't figure out how to use my phone.
Okay. No worries. Okay. So I invite everyone as I lead Charlene through the embodied awakening invocation to do it with us. Even if you're already there, it can't hurt. It might take a little deeper. We'll see. So, you know how to do this, Charlene. So please say out loud, maximum embodied awakening
that serves highest good, please.
And let the words go and just completely relax. Oh yeah. That's strong. Just relax and let all that power come in. You got a hell of a higher self there, dear. It's strong.
I feel like that's my name. Maximum embodied awakening.
Yeah, so you know the drill. Just relax, be completely passive, and let this beautiful energy just soak in. Yeah, there you go. Oh, you got some grief to let go of there, don't you?
Yes.
Just cry it out if you need to. Just let it go. And others may be feeling the grief as well. So feel free to let that process through you. And Charlene, your job is to maintain embodied awakening as you cry. It's fine to cry. That's perfectly good. But I want you to remain awake as self as you do it. Ooh, that shifted it, didn't it?
Yeah, much better. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Wow. So see how the crying became unnecessary once you really got into higher self?
It just kind of,
good. Yeah. So how much anxiety at this moment?
I feel in a state of total bliss. I'm
can feel it. You shifted just big time. Yeah. All right. So is there any mania at the moment?
No, I feel perfectly wonderful.
Yeah. Can I tell them about the story in the book that I wrote about you?
Yeah, you can tell them about the bipolar. I mean, I just didn't know whether I should mention it or not. I didn't know if it was necessary.
Well, because of what just happened, it's exactly the kind of thing I describe in the book. You know, I was working with Charlene on a private shamanic healing call, and she was in her mania and couldn't hold attention for like 4 or 5 seconds. And she just wandered off. I kept pointing it out. She tried to say, just couldn't. And we did what we just did. We did embodied awakening, and she held solid attention for over an hour straight after that, when she couldn't do it for even 4 or 5 seconds. And I was just stunned at how well she did. And so, so y'all maybe learn from that. So you could feel her energy was jagged and difficult. And all it took was just really settling solidly into a body awakening, and bang, she just lit up like a Christmas tree. So beautiful. So, let's go ahead.
Thank you, Benjamin.
Yeah. But let's do go ahead and invoke a setup for, sweet sleep tonight. Okay.
Okay.
So this will be we're not going to, I don't know how long it'll need to kick in, but let's definitely set the intention for that. Okay. Okay. So Charlene, repeat after me, maximum restful sleep.
Maximum restful sleep.
Tonight.
Tonight.
After I go to bed.
Please. This or something better.
There you go. So just, we're kind of setting it up for time release, if you will. Not this moment, but they're kind of planting all the energy now so that it'll activate when you go to bed, okay? They have no trouble doing time release invocations. Ooh, yeah.
Wow.
Feel that? That's amazing. I don't know. Go ahead.
Unexplainable.
Yeah, it is. But I feel them kind of just setting it all up. So we'll just wait till you're all set up with your time release sleep capsules there. And then when you go to bed, they'll all activate. Actually, they're going to sequentially activate throughout the night, it looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing what they could do. They're so clever. Yeah, I think you're set. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I feel wonderful.
Okay. Thanks for stepping up and being such a beautiful demonstration of just how radically a simple embodied awakening invocation can shift.
It
so good.
Just every time I'm just get more and more infatuated with it and just surprised.
Yeah, and Charlene is one of those people I work with who I've told her you're my most improved, client. Because she has come so far from the state she was in when we started working. It's just extraordinary. So thank you, Charlene. You're doing such beautiful work. I just want to publicly honor you for all the great work you've done.
Benjamin, for being there.
Oh, my pleasure. All righty. I'm getting all teared up. Okay. All right, Charlene. We have time for one more person. So who wants to be our last hot seater? Going once.
I'll speak up.
All right, Cass, welcome.
Hi.
What would you like to be different?
Yeah. while we've been working, I have gout or arthritis in the toe next to my biggest toe on the left foot. Okay. And it decided to start acting up about 20 minutes ago. And okay. I'm just wondering if maybe we can calm it down.
Okay. So I think we can totally do that. And and pain scale 0 to 10, how much does it hurt right now?
I put it in a 6.5 range, something like that.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Interestingly, that's right the same spot on my left foot where I have pain a lot.
Ah.
And it's I don't know exactly what it is, but I think it's a different kind of thing. But that's just the spot where I have pain too.
Mm-hmm.
As I've had it for years. Okay. So maybe they'll help me out too. We'll see.
Okay. All right.
So please repeat after me, Cass. Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
And it's actually all you need to say now. You'll just hold attention right there in the foot where the pain is.
All right.
Simple attention there that will focus it. Okay.
All right.
And everybody else, please repeat after me, spirit that I am. Please flow the energy through me for Cass's highest good. May her left foot and toe be healed as completely as serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. Now, everybody just relax and let the allies do it all. Oh, and the allies, so this is the grand finale. They're going to be giving everybody highest good healing. So this is, again, one of these receiving and sending all at the same time. So everyone just relax into complete passivity, please. And the allies will both make you a conduit for Cass, and they will give you your highest good healing all at the same time. And they won't even break a sweat. Whoa, that's some nice energy. Everyone just relax into that. It's sort of a strong healing and strong bliss all at the same time. And if what you're experiencing is different than what I described, then just relax into whatever you are experiencing. Do not try to change your experience to match my description. Just go with what's happening for you already. Yeah. I love it. Everyone's helping everybody here. So anyone who's got something being healed that is a little much for them individually, the burden is being shared with everyone else. And it's like everyone's burden that they can't do on their own is being shared by everybody. It's just so beautiful. Everyone helping everyone automatically. What a beautiful thing to witness. We lift each other up. Once again, I invite you to release any preference about whether your experience is challenging or ecstatic or both. Just let it be what it is. It will definitely be serving your highest good. Yeah, a lot more lights coming into the field. Really high, beautiful celestial energy. Lots of angels. Welcome. Believe it or not, I just heard the angels say, oh, we're just winging it. Some people think these allies don't have a sense of humor. My experience is different. Yeah, this is just beyond my ability to describe. It's so wonderful. This healing and awakening popping out all over the place. And now a whole new subtler field coming in. There's some blending into group consciousness happening. Some of us are blended field at a little bit higher level. You'll know if you're there consciously. Just be with whatever's happening, whether it includes that or not. Whoa, so luminous. Sort of peaceful and intense all at the same time. Now I'm feeling a little bit more of the physical vibration coming in. So after that little roller coaster ride, now we're being eased back into our physical bodies, and as much of this ecstatic energy as possible is being integrated in with us. As usual, we get to end this call in a more awakened state than we started. And then if in your daily practice, you just do the best you can to call your awakening in every day and keep it going the best you can all day, then what you're feeling here right now can be a lot more like your new normal every day. And of course, that normal can always keep getting better. I'm feeling pretty solid in my body, but I want to wait just a moment to see if they have anything more for us. Yeah, it's feeling pretty good. So, Cass, how does that toe feel?
It is down to one for sure. And it gets okay, and then it just begins to ache just a little, and then I get a boost of energy into it.
Okay. So would it be fair to say it's feeling better?
Yes. Yes. Right. Yes. Very good.
Good. Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for stepping up to be our final hot seat person.
Okay.
Okay, and that completes the individual rounds as well as all that group stuff. Let me just see. Oh, they want to spread the wealth. So allies, please take all this good medicine that's been created by this event. Please now spread it out all over planet Earth. and give it to any beings who will be served by it. None of us humans have to do anything. We just have to relax and be passive as usual. And if appropriate, some of this energy will go through our body and be spread around. Again, please, no deliberate sending or activity. Don't use willpower at all. Just please let your ego part stay completely passive. The way we work, it actually gives a lot more benefit if you do that. Oh, I can imagine someone's ego saying, but I'm important. And the response is, maybe not as much as you think. Ooh, that's sweet right there. Okay, the Earth's looking pretty radiant from this energy. Allies, if it serves highest good to further spread this energy out to all other beings in the universe, to the greatest extent that serves our highest good, please make it so. And as always, there's a multiplier effect. The universe has an infinite supply of this stuff. So they just make more and spread it around. So none of us are in any way robbed or diminished. If anything, by sharing it in this way, we get more. So it's a total everybody wins situation. You may have heard of a zero-sum game. This here is an infinite-sum game. Or maybe an infinity-sum game. Yeah, I'm feeling more physically oriented again. Let's see if they're done. Yep, that's it. Thank you, allies. All right, we're going to close the Mesa and then open it up for feedback. Pachamama Mama Kia Wirakocha Inti Kriti. Thank you, beautiful allies. What a great event. This is, yep, they're saying this is a best of. You betcha. All right. Thank you so much, allies, for your awesome support. So fortunate to work with you guys and gals and beings beyond gender. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been on this call, please remain with them for as long as it serves highest good. Beautiful allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? Thank you. All righty. Well done, everybody, and we brought it in under 90 minutes. So anyone who's got feedback, some people are typing, but you're also welcome to unmute and share your stuff verbally. I'll see if I can catch up with the chat while no one's speaking just yet. Sarah said that she's glad to hear Spirit Song is doing better. Nicole, about 10 minutes ago, wrote, feels like the top of my head just came off. Sweet. And Sarah typed, Benjamin, you are an oasis in a frantic world. Deb said, thank you. I'm 100% better and completely relaxed. I agree, you are an oasis. Thank you.
I'll say because it's too tedious to type on my phone.
Okay.
That I had such an anxious 2 hours before the call began, and I am really sitting here floating in a state of bliss. And I'm so grateful. I hadn't been able to join you for so long. I'm so happy to be here and so happy to hear your voice, which instantly triggers a Pavlovian response of calm and joy.
Sweet. Well, we're so glad you could make it back, Sarah. You're always welcome here. Thanks. See, Stephanie typed, thank you, Benjamin and allies, for this opportunity. Brian says, just want to wholeheartedly send all my love and peace to everyone here tonight. Thank you, Brian. And he's good at that sort of thing. Anyone else have any questions or comments? Eva says, agree, your voice is healing. Speaking of my voice, I just got back my audiobook from the Mastering House, and I've only listened through chapter one, but it sounded really good. They did a great job making me sound good. So with any luck, that should thing be up and for sale by sometime this month. So I'll definitely let you all know by email when that's out. And Eva put a couple of hearts up at that. Risa says, yay. Angela says, so much lighter and grounded than when I started. Thank you. Oh, good. I'm so glad to hear that, Angela. Of course, she wasn't even in the hot seat. The allies just put a nice little frequency in the mix there. Thank you guys for the bonus. Anybody else? Questions, comments, anything? I just need to say, I feel so grateful that I get to do this. And I feel so grateful that all of you beautiful folks are showing up time after time after time and holding such amazing space and letting us all have these beautiful experiences. So never forget that you are all the co-creators of what we do here. And I'm so grateful to every one of you that participates, and including all you folks on the recording. I know I don't see your name in the participant window, but I know you're here. So I know there's more of you than there are on the Zoom calls. So y'all are a big part of it. Thank you. All righty. I think we're complete. Thank you all so much. So grateful to all of you, like I said. And tomorrow night on July 6th, we're doing our astrology mini readings, not recorded, but if you want your a little mini chart reading, show up and I'll do that for you. And then we'll have our usual batch of weekly calls every week after that. So thanks, everybody. Many blessings to you all, and good night.